and COVID-19, I'm sure we're all aware and probably a little bit tired of hearing about it, but this is a really interesting study that was done in July of 2020. So the shutdown on elective procedures was very fresh on people's minds, particularly physicians, and McKenzie reached out to a pool of physicians to get their perspective on how has COVID-19 changed their view of the world. And they asked a couple of good questions. One on, has the pandemic shown that working for a larger organization is better than a smaller? And the answer was, to me, overwhelmingly yes. And then would they consider, or were they likely or highly likely to consider selling their practice or pursuing employment? And, you know, to both of those questions, you know, an overwhelming amount of the respondents said yes. So really seeing an acceleration of employment, partially driven by timing of the pandemic. This next survey, this is Bain, done a little bit later in 2020. I think it was September. And what I like to point to on this particular survey is they're asking questions about what's important to physicians pre-COVID-19 and after COVID. Not that we're really after it, but what's their perspective now that we've lived through a pandemic? And most of the things that a physician is looking for are unchanged. You know, professional development, workload, quality of the employer. But where you see the biggest change is that financial stability of the employer versus the importance of that pre-pandemic. You know, a lot of physician groups with elective procedures being shut down, you know, furloughed staff, had to make changes to the way they practice to just get through March, April, May, June, et cetera. I like to also point out that compensation, important pre-pandemic and post-pandemic. Everybody just likes to get paid.
So we're going to move to health system buyers. And Colin, if you can discuss the changes in physician employment by health systems in this slide right here, and what's going on, and what accounts for the increase from 2018 to 2019. There was a big jump there.
Yeah, perfect. This is just a continuation of that Physician Advocacy Institute survey. It's across two survey periods. So we're looking at data up into 18 and then 19 to 21. As you can see, there is a big jump from 18 to 19. It's driven by a couple of things. This is total hospital employed physicians, not just physicians that left independent practice. So I think there's some statistics in here where folks are coming right out of medical school and seeking employment. And then I think a little bit is, you know, candidly, is just reporting of the data. But directionally, it's right. You could see a significant percentage of physicians today are employed by health systems. And that's a trend. I mean, I've worked at BMG 15 years. It's not a new trend. You know, it's been going on since I've been at BMG Health.
So, Brandy, can you tell us with Crisis, you know, are you seeing health systems recruiting more doctors or more established doctors in the community, or both?
Both. Very much both. We have a lot that are coming out, especially in the hard-to-find specialties. You tend to look for those fresh out of training a lot. We've also got a lot of established. And during this time, we would see a lot of established groups come to us, some of whom we had been interested in finding ways to partner with. And when the pandemic hit and all the electives shut down and all the revenues dried up, so a lot of them panicked. They came to the table. They wanted to talk. They got their PPP loans. They walked away from the table for a little while. And then as those funds kind of started evening out, some of them came back around and started seeing the benefits of being part of a bigger system, the stability that it can provide. We have a lot of discussions with them because we're always looking at how to make certain we've got access for the community and how we can develop different relationships. Some of those did result in employment, but we've also got a lot of other avenues that we would look at, whether it was joining networks or joint venture opportunities or whatnot during this time.
So let's talk about key motivations for health systems to employ physicians. And Brandy, what motivations are you seeing with health system buyers to acquire practices or employ physicians?
What I've been seeing with the health system buyers is really looking at their overall portfolio. And I think they're starting to recognize that that is not just a hospital portfolio anymore. So how can they look at whether it's expanding their employed group, whether it is joining more ASCs and having the doctors join that way? They're looking at how they can do quality focus, how they can look at network focus, how they can look at some of the more risk-based arrangements and take more advantage of those. We've been talking at these seminars for years about how things would start focusing more toward risk-based, and it seems like we're still talking about that, but I'm seeing the health systems more and more trying to figure out how to take advantage of some of that, especially with the stark changes. What's interesting about this pandemic time is that so many other things have been happening at the same time. So a little bit of a perfect storm. We've had PFS changes that have changed how physicians are looking and whether they're wanting employment opportunities or other alignment. We've had the stark changes. So all of this has kind of been building block over building block to see a lot of changes in the industry lately. But it, as Colin said, it's been a continuation of what was going on pre-pandemic that we're just seeing escalated a little bit.
Yeah. And Brandy, I always get calls from my health system clients when the health system across the street starts employing physicians.
It definitely raises a lot of flags.
So have you seen an increase in competition?